Earth and sky.
Moose are giving birth in an unlikely place. Scientists tracking moose in Grand Teton National Park have noticed that nearly 90% of moose calves were born by the side of the road. Roads may actually be a safe haven for moose in national parks. Here's Earth and Sky's Lindsay Patterson with more.
Joel Berger, a scientist for the Wildlife Conservation Society, did a 10-year study on how moose interacted with once-endangered grizzly bears. The bears were reintroduced to Grand Teton National Park after an absence of nearly 60 years, so the moose didn't know that the grizzly bears were their natural predators until they started losing their young to the bears.
That's a harsh lesson. What happened after the moose caught on?
It started getting easier for the scientists to find them. Dr. Berger noticed that pregnant moose were moving gradually closer to the roads each year to give birth. They seem to have figured out that the grizzly bears avoid the roads, creating a safe zone for the mother and her baby.
So the moose are leaning on a human infrastructure to help them survive.
Yes, and Dr. Berger said it might be a phase. In other national parks, grizzly bears aren't afraid of the roads. And since the study ended, three grizzlies have been hit by cars in Grand Teton.
Thanks, Lindsay. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.